Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.
Members of the River Shannon Protection Alliance, known as RSPA, are campaigning against the building of the Shannon pipeline by Uisce Éireann from the Partheen Basin to Dublin. They believe that the Shannon pipeline project is unnecessary and, frankly, a waste of taxpayers' money in their view. And we also spoke to this listener about the issue on the show, and he had a similar view.
Limerick's been put on the left foot again. Shannon River comes down to Limerick City. It's a beautiful city. They really don't give a toss about Limerick. It's Dublin, Dublin, Dublin. And that's how everyone around here and everyone I know in the countryside feels about Dublin City. And it's not because I'm anti-Dublin. It's just let the government solve their own problem up there with their leaking water. We have enough problems in Limerick. Same down here. Well, I'm lucky I have my own water in a well, but I'm an electrician. I've worked on desalination plants around the world. It's not a problem. It can be done. Instead of spending how many billion they're going to drive a pipeline through the countryside of Ireland. It's crazy. They should solve the flooding problem in Limerick first, spend money on that. And then Dublin should solve their own problem, especially the leaking water, which is a massive problem there. I've lived there. Dublin's a different world altogether. Basically, Dáil Éireann should be situated in the Midlands of Ireland, somewhere like Port Laois, you know, or right in the centre of the country, not stuck up in Dublin where they're living in Cuckoo Land.
Right, so there you go. That is one listener talking to us. Indeed, it is something that we have dealt with on the show in the past, but not for a while. So Kay Milan is a member of the River Shannon Protection Alliance, and she is with me now. Good morning to you. And I know you're anxious to update listeners on where things stand with this project right now, Kay. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Well, yes, I suppose this has been going on really for 25 years. So one of our problems is awareness of the actual pipeline, because most people think that it's a dead in the water project. They haven't realised that it's still alive, but it's very much alive. And at the moment, I suppose the urgency is a decision is going to be made by Cabinet quite soon as to whether they will allow or fund the project to go forward for planning permission. So this is where we are trying to raise the awareness, make people realise the enormity of this infrastructural project, which nobody seems really to be taking any notice of. Like, it's 1.65 billion is the present estimated cost for it. But if it's going to be built, the soonest it will be built will be 2030. So you're actually looking at probably 4 point something billion. It's another children's hospital.
With inflation.
With inflation and, you know, procurement procedures and everything like that. But the main problem is that it's not necessary. It really is not necessary. There are other options in Dublin. Uisce Éireann or Irish Water will say, oh, they were considered. We would contend that they were never seriously contended. And we have outlined the options that are there in Dublin. The problem is if we build this pipeline and we're going to bring it 172 kilometres to Dublin, it will cross over about 500 farms. Imagine the environmental aspect of that on its own. And 50% of the water at present will be wasted. And why will it be wasted? Because Uisce Éireann have no plans to do a mains replacement pipeline for Dublin. So they have no plans for that. All they're doing at the moment with the replacement of pipes in Dublin comes under their National Leakage Reduction Plan, which means it's a sticking plaster job. You know, that when a pipe leaks somewhere, they go and right. They fix it.
Because we have contacted Uisce Éireann in the context of you talking to us this morning and waiting for a response from them. But, I mean, for example, you know, they have made the point in the past that the volume of water that would be extracted would be 2% of the flow, and saying that it will come from an existing volume of water extracted for use by the ESB in Ardnacrusha Power Station.
Well, that 2% is very misleading. And the problem with the Shannon and Lough Derg is going to be in the summer. So actually in the summer, when the levels are very low, it will nearly be 100%. Of the extraction rate. So 2% on an annual basis.
Is that a normal summer now? Or,
on a warm summer, a dry summer. This is when the problem is really going to be, and the levels of Lough Derg, to, like, we will have to support 100 days supply for Dublin in a drought. And the irony of the situation is that both Dublin and Lough Derg will be at their most vulnerable in a drought situation. Mm. So that is really the nub of the issue.
And the point you made about leakage in Dublin, and Uisce Éireann accepts that that is a major issue. However, they do say they're working on it, Kay.
Well, we have problems with that at the moment. Their spokespersons are saying that they have it down to about 33% leakage. We would still contend, because we haven't got any figures verified to say that it's probably still near the 50%. We have asked for the figures for 21, 22 and 23, and they have not been supplied to us. So we have no verification of that.
And do you believe that if an effective leakage fixing programme was in place in Dublin, it would mean there is no necessity to even consider
exactly.
the pipeline?
If the leakage was addressed in Dublin, there would be no need for a pipeline.
What do you believe then is the real motivation for abstracting this volume of water in a very significant pipeline? I mean, it's been pointed out to us by other members of the Alliance that the size of this pipeline will be much bigger than the initial flow of water.
I really don't know what the reason behind that is. Certain people have been of the opinion that this is the solution for Dublin. It started up at the top of Lough Ree. It was literally kicked down the Shannon until it arrived at the Partine Basin. So the other issue that would be worrying...
But what I'm asking is, is it your view that there is a requirement for water above and beyond fixing any leaks in Dublin because of further industrial development? You know, we understand that there are certain types of companies that they may wish to attract to Dublin that need massive volumes of water consistently.
Well, Joe, I mean, they want to attract water, more industry to Dublin. Like, it's ironic, again, that in recent statements from Uisce Éireann and from the IDA, that they want to bring the Shannon water to support further industry to Dublin. And why don't they bring the industry down to the Shannon? That would make a lot more sense. The other problem is, if in the future Irish Water was ever to be privatised, now it's 10 years in existence at the moment, and if it ever was to be privatised, would the abstraction contract be part of the deal? It would be very attractive for further investors, and that would be horrendous for us, you know.
Right, let's hear from former councillor John Gilligan, who's been on the show on this issue too.
There isn't any other comparable city of its size in Europe, or in fact outside the third world, who has a leakage rate as high as Dublin. The simple solution is obviously to fix the leaks. Instead of spending billions on pumping water basically into a colander, taking the Shannon River, pumping it up to Dublin where it leaks into the ground and goes down the Liffey, is not a solution. It's a Frankenstein solution, if it is. So it's something that we're going to have to take a long, hard look at. We are not saying this on because we're anti-Dublin or something like that. Common sense will dictate, you know, why and how we should repair the problems which are up there. In 50 years' time, the exact same amount of water, which is leaking into Dublin's ground, will be still the same in 50 years.
You see, they have looked at this. They've looked at best international practice and examples, and that the only rate at which they can fix the leaks while not bringing Dublin to a standstill is 1% per year.
No, nobody believes that, Joe. Absolutely nobody believes that. 10% is the minimum they should start at. You know, they have to take a look, and in 10 years' time, they should be able to do it.
They have factored all of the concerns, the submissions in, and that there is nothing at all to fear in Limerick or the surrounding counties, that this will have only the most minor impact.
Listen, at this time now, and in the middle of the winter, they can take as many tons of water as they like. No problem in the winter. You can take as much as you want, 100 tonnes, 1,000 tonnes. I don't really care, you know, because we have the water. But when and if we get any kind of prolonged dry spell, it will affect. And remember, Dublin will be leaking more and more as it goes along. Dublin is the problem. It is leaking.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out. If you have a pipe that are leaking, and what you do is you don't simply like and pour more water and see is it going to come out. It is, and it's only going to get worse. Start fixing it.
That's former councillor John Gilligan talking to us on the show on this issue, and Kay Milan is with us from the River Shannon Protection Alliance. When are you expecting the cabinet to decide on this, and is it likely that they will give it the green light to proceed to a planning application?
Well, at the moment, like, there's a lot of pressure being put on the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, and unfortunately for him, he has the job of delivering more housing for Dublin. And you have Ishkeran saying to him, well, we can't give you more houses unless you give us the water. So the gun is literally being put into his head. Yes, it's imminent, this decision. There was a major advisory group who have given their review to government. It's with the minister at the moment, and the cabinet will make the decision. And could I just say, Joe, like, I would really like, you know, the emperor has no clothes really here if people look at it closely. And if people feel strongly about it, we really need them to stand up and say stop, because this decision is imminent.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming in to us this morning. That is Kay Milan, who's a member of the River Shannon Protection Alliance. And we will continue to follow this story in the weeks ahead.
Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live.